This morning is a special worship service that we combine both the expectations and longing and joy of Palm Sunday that Jesus had entering into Jerusalem, knowing that this was the holy city, knowing that this was the time that his great work would be fulfilled, that the people longed to see the king, the ancestor of David, return to the throne. So many times in our lives, we have expectations of things, of people, and they don't always match up with reality or with the expectations and goals of the other person involved. And so often then there is conflict and struggle and pain and suffering in that. So today, this day, we acknowledge that the week begins in joy and it has struggle and pain. And we will hear in a few moments, after a time of prayer, we'll hear the story of Jesus' suffering and his death and crucifixion. We have to go through that to get to the joy and the power and the hope of Easter. But I want to share with you that this is something that Jesus does willingly. That Jesus' expectations and his goals and plans are not mismatched. We're the ones who struggle in this. That Jesus enters in with joy and excitement on Palm Sunday into Jerusalem, knowing full well, accomplishing the goal that he set out to do. This was a time of triumph for Jesus. And that he truly becomes the king that we need. I was thinking of how best to express this week for us. And my heart and my mind kept going back to the words of a song that I heard when I was a young man, that I first heard when I served at camp, Whispering Pines, in the 90s, after I graduated from college, a song by the band Third Day called "Just to Be with You," written by Mac Powell. And the song opens by saying that these words: "I've heard it said that a man would climb a mountain just to be with the one he loves. How many times has he broken that promise? It has never been done." The song goes on to say, "I've heard it said that a man would swim the ocean just to be with the one he loves. But all of those dreams are an empty emotion. It can never be done." We have so many expectations and longings for Jesus in our lives. We shout with joy and praise as Jesus comes in triumph. But how many times has our love failed? How many times have we then turned on Jesus, just as we will hear the crowds who shouted Hosanna shout crucify in a few moments? Our promises to God are broken. We can never do it. But this song tells us, as it is sung in Jesus' voice, that while Jesus never climbed the highest mountain, he did walk the hill of Calvary. He didn't swim the deepest ocean, but he walked upon the raging sea. It goes on to say, "There is no price I would not pay just to be with you. I would give everything. I would give my life away just to be with you. There's no price I did not pay just to be with you. I gave my life away just to be with you. And I promise you, I will do it all again just to be with you." brothers and sisters today, as we enter into this Holy Week, let us be honest. Our love will fail, but Jesus' love will never fail. As we hear the words of Jesus' passion after our time of prayer, may you hear him speaking these words, this story, saying, I do this just to be with you. May you be filled with the love that Jesus pours out upon us all through the cross, knowing that he lovingly and freely does this so that we can be together always. May that love, may all that Jesus gave, transform you in the power of his love. Amen.